here.
What are you looking forward to most over Thanksgiving?
Oh, so many things. First and foremost, of course, home is where the heart is, you know? Home is where the heart is. I love being home, you know? I'm most looking forward to my dog. If any of you have dogs, I think you'll understand. I miss my dog so much. And, like, it's like I've been, like, just looking at pictures. It's bad. Like, I'm really missing my dog. Besides that, you know, family,
family.
And then you got your own private bathroom.
Wow. Yeah. Not only is it private, but it's also clean.
Yes. I know. Oh, so clean. You walk in your shower barefoot.
Oh, I have not taken a barefoot shower in over 2.5 months.
Yeah. So I went home, when was it? Like October-ish. So it's been like 2 months the last time I took a barefoot shower.
Wow.
It's just, oh, I mean, you really...
That's the name of my new band.
Barefoot Showers.
Barefoot Showers. There's the Bare Naked Ladies, and then there's the Barefoot Showers.
Wow, look
which,
at that.
Which we're gonna go double platinum, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Double porcelain, rather.
Double porcelain.
Yeah.
I hope that goes well for you.
I think I should drop out of college to do it.
No, sounds like a valid plan.
Yeah, I mean, there's fail-safes in there.
You can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Anyone can do anything.
And then, the next question on here is, what do you think you're gonna spend most of your time doing?
Oh, well, if I'm being honest, sleeping, eating, and playing video games.
Nice.
If there was like a probability curve of what I would be most doing, you would most likely find me A, in my red room, B, in my kitchen, and C, in my living room playing my PS4.
Well, I mean, as we know, we're both terrible at probability, so it's inaccurate.
I'm probably wrong, to be honest.
Although, but in this case, it's probably, I'd say it's fairly accurate, because, you know.
Well, I hope so.
Bed, kitchen, living room.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. That's where you find me at home.
Nice. And then here's the third and final question on here. It says, on a scale of, it's really good, it's clearly written down, obviously.
Yes.
And just I want to take a real break from this conversation. It is 11 o'clock right now. We have one more hour left on the air. We've been on the air for 1 hour.
Yeah.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. And Patrick, why don't we get back to this third and final question, which I'm not talking right now to think of the third and final question. Uh-huh. I'm not stalling, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
I'm not stalling by talking about how it's 11:01 and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, I just want to mention that in the background, we're listening to Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah, great song.
Very good song. We can actually turn it up a tiny bit as we...
A tiny bit?
Ooh, a tiny dancer bit. Exactly.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I apologize to listeners out there. It is late. It's
11:01. Daylight savings.
Daylight savings time. It gets dark. Oh, man.
4:30.
Okay.
I can't.
We've now hit a new topic of conversation here. I have engineering class at 4:30 to 5:45. Do you have any idea what it's like to walk into an engineering class when it's dark, and then when the subject of that engineering class is the 5 types of cement?
Oh, man.
Who cares about tricalcium aluminate?
I thought intro to psych was boring.
Yeah, no. Well,
oh,
you know,
well,
honestly...
Okay. Okay, I'm an engineer, so I don't know why I'm taking intro to psych.
Has.
I mean...
Has credit.
All credit to you. You like the subject. It just doesn't resonate with me.
No, I took psych last year. It did not do the job.
Just
didn't,
so much
didn't
reading
get the job done.
That I just don't want to do. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a psychological reason for that. I'm sure there's a psychological reason for why
I'm
you don't
sure
like.
I'm sure there is that I just don't know.
That you don't.
It's okay though.
Oh, that's funny. All right, actually, we've now actually gotten to the third question on our questionnaire.
Oh,
I know.
Wow, official.
I know, and that question is, how catatonic on a scale of 1 to 10 are you going to be post Thanksgiving meal?
Catatonic.
Yeah, like how food coma induced.
Oh, food.
What
coma.
Kind of food coma are we talking?
I'd say we're looking at a
give it a logarithmic scale rating.
I'd say we're looking at a category 4.
Category 4 food coma.
I'm being modest. Maybe okay. It might be a 5. I don't know. But what I'm looking to do is a half kind of glazed, sitting on the couch watching football, kind of just like. You know, you're just like, oh, why did I do this? But at the same time, you're like, I'm glad I did this.
Yeah, I find that category 6 is right about where you get to like the simultaneous regret and enjoyment of it.
Well,
like,
you're at Category proud. 6, basically, you're just rolling around your house.
Exactly.
You're not really walking.
It's the,
you're just kind of like, you're kind of just like, let me die in peace.
Exactly, but it's kind of like, this was, you know what, like, it was worth it.
Yeah,
it was
but like, you're just like, if I die now, it's okay. But let me die in peace, because I'm dying.
I go to Thanksgiving dinner as a warrior.
No, it's game time.
It's game time.
It's
I try not to eat during the day, because, you know.
Well, I mean, you have to
like
know,
snacking.
DJ Slips has quite a large family, and may I say, all guys. Mm-hmm, so, it's kind of different from me.
Yeah, we've got, what do we, now, 5 boys, one woman.
Is it just your immediate family?
Oh, okay, so I guess there we'll have... Actually, we're a man down. We're a man down this year.
Oh, man down.
We're one man down due to a relationship he has with a female woman. They'll be attending her Thanksgiving, but he'll be around. He'll still be around.
Okay.
He'll still be around.
Okay.
So I guess we're going to have 3 brothers, 3 boys, plus the dad.
Uh-huh.
Mom, the mom, and I think grandmother. I think that's all we're gonna have
this
year.
That's nice.
So rather generally small Thanksgiving, what we're used to.
If I had 2 Thanksgivings, I'd just go to both. Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we know someone who eats Thanksgiving at 2:30 p.m.
Who?
My co-partner on Anything and Everything. Oh, also shameless plug. Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. You can listen to Anything and Everything. With DJ Slips, myself,
2:30?
And my cohort, DJ Rizzle King.
2:30 p.m.
in the afternoon.
And you do a radio show with him? 2:30.
He would have to miss our radio. If our radio show was on a Thursday, he would have to miss our radio for Thanksgiving.
What am I?
I have a dentist. I have a dentist appointment then.
74?
Yeah,
like
2:30.
2:30? I'm just going to be hungry at 8 when I'm supposed to eat dinner.
I know. All right, what time's your Thanksgiving dinner?
6:30.
Yeah, I think that's good.
6:30.
I'm actually a big fan of the late Thanksgiving dinner. Gives you time to warm up.
Well,
you know?
Okay.
Prime time.
Sometimes we also. So basically, I have, you know, your Thanksgiving, we also have Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we get a lunner going. We get a 4:30 lunner.
A lunner going?
Yes.
Wow.
You got a 4:30 lunner, then 10:30, and you eat Korean food.
Okay.
It's a great 1-2 combo. Then the morning next, you have all these options. You have Korean leftovers. You have Thanksgiving leftovers.
That's well played. I'm not gonna lie. That's
both.
Well done.
It's
I
really
love
fun.
Thanksgiving leftovers. I really.
Oh,
it's one of the. It's
I
the
know.
Best meal. Oh. Okay. So what's your Thanksgiving leftover thing? Real quickly before we move to the next song.
It's a sandwich. Oh, it's so.
Always
good.
A sandwich. I
you
agree.
Just put it in your mashed potatoes.
I agree.
The turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce. You just put everything. You put it between 2 pieces of bread, and you got a great sandwich.
Exactly. And with the end of that song, we're just going to move on to another song, and then maybe we'll talk about Thanksgiving later.
Yeah.
More leftovers.
Yes.
absolutely nothing. Say it again, y'all.
Whoa.
To me. Oh, whoa. I despise, 'cause it means destruction of this life. War means tears to thousands of mothers die when their sons go up to fight and lose their life. I said, war! Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Now
get said again.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's from the iconic scene in Rush Hour, the movie, where they're dancing outside the car.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I saw it was so funny. It was hilarious.
Oh yeah. No. Oh man. Yeah. Rush Hour was a good one.
Yeah. And then I feel like Rush Hour 3 was better than Rush Hour 2, but I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
I don't remember
too
it well.
Enough.
Rush
yeah.
Hour 1 was the best.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But then after, you know, 2 or 3, they're all good,
like,
honestly.
I don't really remember. I don't know. I don't remember how I felt. I guess it wasn't terrible if I don't remember how I felt.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean, oh, that combo, Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan, that's hilarious. I don't know who thought of that.
That's
you
too
speak,
good.
You speak American?
Oh my god,
such a good one.
I have to see that. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah. All right, ready? Conspiracy theory type transition right now. Jackie Chan was in Kung Fu Panda, which is either a Disney or a Pixar movie, which is related to Disney, which brings us to our next song, which actually you, DJ Patrick, we're working on it. Again, 855-915-9636. Give us a call if you have a name for Patrick.
Yes.
You have requested the following song.
Yeah, well, I mean, who doesn't like Mulan, you know? It's just...
And this is the most... I guess this has got to be the most iconic Mulan song.
I think so. I think
easily.
So. It has
easily.
To be. It has
Here
to
we
be.
Go. Here we go.
Sons, you're the sad. but you can bet before we're through, Mr. I'll make a man out of you. Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you. I'm never gonna catch my breath.
Say goodbye to those who knew me.
Boy, was I a fool in school for cutting gym.
This guy's got him scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see right through me.
Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
Must be swift as the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon. Time is racing toward us till the as a coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Everybody cut foot loose. Tonight, maybe. Or not. I mean, I don't know. Do your thing.
Foot loose.
It is 11:23 on this fine Friday. Now it is on this fine Friday. And DJ Patrick, every time I say this, I got to say it. 855-915-9636. Will someone please call in? Please. We've been on the air for an hour and 23 minutes. Not one caller. Actually, we can see how many. Oh, yeah. All right. Online, we have 9 listeners.
Wow.
No. 10, because we have one person listening on high quality.
Double digits.
If you're listening on high quality, give us a call.
Yeah,
we want to know what's up. Exactly.
Maybe you have a woman.
Way over town.
Way over time.
Oh, early in the morning.
Who digs on you? I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, we're listening to Ray Charles in the background right now.
Oh, great song.
It's a very good song. Sampled in Kanye's. We played this before. I don't know. I think it's really good. I really like listening to the
I like Kanye's version. All right. So, basically, what we're talking about, I was talking about how here, I can never just go out and, you know, just play basketball. You know, like at home, I literally just go outside, get my basketball, just shoot some hoops.
Something
and like here is just like, you know, so hard to just go out and play something. It's just, there's so many people. I mean, of course it's awesome. It's an awesome environment, but like sometimes you just want to go out and like, you know, you're home, you just shoot some hoops by yourself. And it's just like, it's just a nice leisure time. You play horse with your friends. You know, like an easy going kind of like throwing around the football or just stuff like that. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I can't wait to do.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of playing basketball, let's just take a moment to realize that the first time actually Patrick and I met was on the basketball courts the first night of college.
Yes.
Somehow.
Oh, man.
Somehow we ended up Tisch Rooftop Go Party.
Yes.
The pre-orientation Go Party. The Carnival.
Interesting night.
To which we were not only not fashionably late, we were just disgustingly early. We were like, I don't know anybody.
Like,
what do I do?
Just go early? Such an awkward time.
It was awkward. It was awkward. But somehow we ended up on a basketball court very late at night.
Yes.
And on the same team.
Yes, we were both wearing blue shirts.
Blue shirts. Who would have thought?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I know. And we're actually both wearing blue shirts right now.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Throwback. On this great anniversary. I mean, it's the November 17th.
We're not there yet.
We're almost there.
We're a week away. Math, 6 plus 3 is 9.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're 9 days.
I know. This is a great song. This is right now.
Good song.
I don't think I should try to pronounce his name. It's so hard.
Such
Israel
a good song.
Israel Kamakawiwole.
Well, you tried.
We tried. No, it was hard to type this in.
Oh, it's such a good song.
I had to type this into Rivendell.
Oh.
Or no, Spinatron rather.
When you're sad, you can listen to this. When you're happy, you can listen to this.
Yeah, this is every type of occasion.
Like, you can just, any mood is just a good song. You're chilling, like, oh. Such a good song to listen to.
Oh yeah, this is a fantastic song.
So anyway, with our lack of sports, we've come to do some random things. Like, we'd be studying in one of the study rooms, and DJ Slips would just start pretending to do a behind the back crossover, fadeaway jump shot.
It helps me study.
So like, if I could just have a basketball court near me. I mean, just like a hoop, and I can just shoot by myself, where it's like a lot more calmer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, we've do some cool things now. You know, we play Pictionary. This is a good topic.
To go back to the first night we met, the basketball game we played in the dark.
Oh yeah, it was
so
tough.
it was like. The ball would disappear, and then when it was like 2 feet near you, it would reappear. Oh my god!
You would be lucky if you got 2 feet.
And then you would just get
cool. Oh.
And then like you can't really see the hoop, so you just kind of go by form.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was something else.
I want to say that my air ball percentage was higher than normal, but I really don't think I can truthfully say that. My air ball percentage is always so high.
I don't air ball ever.
You never air ball?
No.
I'm a consistent air baller because
I don't air ball. I'm sarcastic, of course.
Yeah, I have 1/1000th of the handles of Kyrie Irving.
I think 1/1000000th.
1/1000000th. 10^-6 handles of Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving's handles are absurd.
Okay, that was generous, 1/1000th. Okay, I have 1/1000000th of Kyrie Irving's handles.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well...
Which means that when I pull up for a jump shot after doing something that, I mean, for the situation is mildly to not, hey, at all, release, to not at all impressive.
Your release, anybody's release is faster than Lonzo Ball's.
Okay.
Just, yeah, well, out there. Lonzo Ball takes, he can start his jump shot and then it'll be sunset and then he'll finally shoot it.
Yeah, I think it goes, Lonzo Ball starts his jump shot, Jurassic period.
Yes.
I
don't know this well enough to...
The Jurassic period, some sort of history.
I had to do this one time in 8th grade. I had to draw... I had to draw this timeline, and we would have to measure it out, and then we would have to color in the different periods of time, and my partner did nothing. He did nothing. He didn't color. I gave him the pencil. I'm like, hey, color. He's like, no. Like, what? Why would I do that? I'm like... You haven't done anything else. He's like, yeah, give me something substantial to do.
Do you
know? No.
Do you know why I think most adults are unhappy in life? It's because we've passed a period in time where coloring in the lines is no longer impressive. You know, like, I remember I used to, like, sit at the diner and I would, like, color it in. And then my dad would be like, no, you should try to get it in the lines. And I'd be like... I'd be like, hey, I'm a trailblazer, alright?
I'm a trailblazer.
You know, I don't conform to society. Don't try to socialize me right now.
I draw outside the lines.
Yeah, I draw outside the lines, which is just another way of being lazy, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, we got 11:29, almost 30. We're just gonna turn up this music right now because it is a really good song.
Such a good song.
Such a good song. And then after that, we're gonna actually pick up the pace a little with a more modern tune, Stereo Love. But for now, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Where trouble melts like a lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find. Way up high, and the dreams that you dare to, why, oh why can't I
we just had Stereo Love. That was a good song. What do you guys think?
I like it. It's a good song.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in forever. Actually, I have a ballin' song coming up.
Ballin'?
No, I'm very excited for this song. Also, we have a guest right now. A special
yes.
guest.
We do have a guest.
We have a well. Actually, I mean, I guess we have two guests right now.
Do I count as a guest?
No.
Well, okay. So
I don't think I count
heard,
as a guest.
What you just heard is my partner in crime, DJ Rizzle
who
King,
who eats Thanksgiving dinner at 2:30.
Okay,
very
it's
weird.
Not a crime.
Very we're not weird. At a retirement home.
It's not
home.
A crime. No,
it's not. It's, but, I mean, well, it's just, it should be.
It should be. Like
wow. Okay. No. I'm just saying, my family is more Christmas oriented than Thanksgiving. So we have dinner.
So
we watch,
am I.
We have dinner. We watch some football, and then it's Christmas season.
2:30. That's when my dentist appointment is, Thomas.
You made that joke earlier.
It's at 2:30.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping him honest about his terrible, terrible humor. Patrick.
Anyway, now to introduce our fourth.
Yes.
Well, you know,
we
first,
are now we are now using all of the mics.
We're
in
using
the station.
All of the mics. Good thing I put it on
Uno
four mics plus aux. Am I right?
Make sure you got that profile set up.
Net.
Exactly. Eins, feins, drei, and then a third one, and a fourth one rather.
Fourth
all right. Anyway. Guest, would you please introduce yourself? Just speak right into the microphone.
Yeah.
You can here, you can lower it. You can actually grab
you
the
can
microphone.
Yeah, just move the microphone.
Exactly.
There yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, hello, I'm Naomi.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I
awesome.
Don't have much that, more to share
that's awesome. All you needed to say.
That was awesome. Yeah. Good job. Now, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to play just a very good song right now.
This is definitely just be forewarned. It's not a very good song. And if you think it's not, if you think it's not
take everything this
turned,
man says
I just
with a grain
Thomas
of salt.
Off. I just turned Thomas off.
Take everything he says with a grain of salt. He eats Thanksgiving dinner at 2:30.
Okay. Exactly.
He is petty, but if you think this is a horrible song, as I'm sure I will, please, pretty please, give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
But I do have a question. What's wrong with 2:30?
Thank you. Nothing is wrong.
Oh,
Thanksgiving dinner? Dinner.
Oh, my God.
Dinner. It's Thanksgiving. All of the conventional rules of meal times.
Dinner. What do you do at 8:30?
Don't assume
eat,
my
Chinese.
Meal times.
But it used to be
called meal time
and
equality.
Supper. It used to be called dinner and all
right.
supper.
I'm
going to
make
dinner.
I'm going to make DJ Rizzle King. I'm going to make DJ Rizzle King eat his words right now. And so much so, I'm going to leave his mic on for the beginning of this song. Okay? Because he said it was going to be good. So
this
I'm
is
gonna
probably
turn,
a song I love.
I'm going to turn everybody's mics off.
All right, I am now the only mic on. Okay, I enjoy this song. I enjoy this song a great deal.
We'll be right back. Chablis.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
And we're back after a nice PSA right there.
That was a...
Interesting.
That was the most interesting donations PSA I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, that one.
There's one with the Beatles, which is very soothing.
Oh, yeah, we can play it next.
We can play that next.
Well,
please consider donating.
Please donate, though.
Seriously, for DJ Slips and myself and our guests, it's really a great way for us to express ourselves. We can share our music. It's really fun for us. Any chance we can get to be on the radio, we take immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11:42 on a Friday night. We are four college freshmen. And we're doing radio, and that's not possible without your donations, your consideration. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please donate so we can keep it going. If you don't enjoy what you're hearing,
donate anyway.
Donate anyway so,
donate
you, can
anyway so you can get us off the air.
Exactly.
And if you don't enjoy what you're hearing right now, give us a call.
Yeah.
855-915-9636. That would be a good name for a radio show. Rant about it.
Well, there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin takes an entire TV show called You Know What Really Grinds My Gears, which brings us to our topic of conversation. We're going to talk about favorite TV shows for a little bit, because there's been serious... I feel like everybody that I know gets more passionate about their favorite TV shows than anything else.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're
going to start on my right.
Yes.
For our listeners, it doesn't matter, because it's just coming out of your speaker.
Yes.
This radio show is not in stereo based on where we are sitting, but that would be cool.
Naomi. First of all, what's your DJ name? We're putting you on the spot.
Oh man, my DJ name, I've gotta say, must be...
If you know what, guys, give us a call at 855-915-9636 if you can give a name for Patrick or Naomi.
Omion is Naomi backwards. That
Omion,
could work.
DJ Omion. Omion.
DJ Omion.
I like for Patrick DJ Tigray.
Which what show does that bring us to?
Which
Sam?
Brings
Wait,
us right.
Wait, we didn't hear Naomi's favorite. TV.
Okay, that does bring
right,
us to
right,
a show.
Right. It brings us to a show. We'll talk about it in a
I
second.
I don't know if that's favorite though.
It's good. Naomi, what do you think your favorite show is?
All right, one of. All right. I've got to say, well, we're kind of in a love-hate relationship right now because let's see, 4 days ago it was taken off Netflix, and I had.
Wait, it got taken off Netflix.
Yes,
oh,
15
no.
episodes. That's all I had
what?
Left. But How I Met Your Mother is no longer on.
That's your favorite show.
Not necessarily. Well,
I thought you were talking about.
Have you watched?
Show.
Have you watched like very few shows?
How I Met
yes.
Your Mother.
Okay,
yes.
No. This is what I was.
How I Met Your Mother is wow. Another. How I Met Your Mother is a not quite as good Friends is how I would describe it.
No.
How I Met
no
Your
way.
Mother
no.
is.
Oh,
I have
God.
Never. Very few people hate How I Met Your Mother.
It's while never, they're perfectly
it's
entertaining
never.
While they're watching How I Met Your Mother, and then when you stop
you
watching
back,
How I Met Your Mother, and you watch
you realize,
any other quality TV
you
show,
realize,
you realize it's
what
just
is
not good.
One of my favorite scenes that I got turned on to the show by DJ Slips, and one of my favorite scenes is when Neil Patrick Harris is singing a song about his suits.
Yeah,
and I go back and I think about that scene. It's monumentally stupid when you think about it.
The whole show's monumentally stupid.
Isn't
when you think
that
about it.
TV in general?
No. I thoroughly disagree with that.
No.
Because TV shows are smart.
That is incorrect information.
That's objectively incorrect.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Give me a very intelligent
community
TV show.
Oh, community. Not an intelligent TV show. Fantastic.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop.
They are so witty.
That is the... Whoa.
Are you kidding? You watched one or two episodes.
Seven.
Look at this. 230 things.
I don't know how many. I've watched... There are over 100 episodes. I've watched all of the 100 episodes multiple times.
Thrice.
That is like 300 episodes.
Thrice. Sam, I would give you...
That is a smart comedy.
I would give you a ribbon if I care.
You don't understand. Their spoofs are unbelievable.
They're very witty.
Deep enough into Community. That's the definition of a smart comedy.
I think we're defining intelligent differently. Clever is it is extremely clever.
The writing
show.
Is very clever.
It's
and
clever.
Intelligent.
I'm thinking intelligent, like intellectually highbrow, which
like
Frasier. Those shows exist. So we were just having different definitions. It is a very smart show, in that the humor is very clever. It's a lot of references, spoofs, cultural things. How I Met Your Mother is very joke that How
you
I Met Your Mother makes. Everybody gets, which has an appeal. I will admit that has an appeal.
Wait, are you saying the Community is a smart comedy, not a smart comedy, or the How I Met Your Mother is not a smart comedy?
How I Met Your Mother. Community is a very smart comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we were coming at you for.
I clarify.
When you said intelligent, I was defining intelligent as like highbrow, like Frasier.
Community is so good. So smart.
It's great, but
30
it's not
Rock.
Highbrow.
30 Rock is very smart as well.
30 Rock. I haven't seen much
30
Rock.
Rock as well.
Okay. Yeah. I think one of my two favorite shows, I gotta put Avatar The Last Airbender at the top. It was my childhood. But I enjoy Psych.
I'm still wedded to Psych.
I enjoyed Psych as well.
And they're coming out with a movie on December 7th.
Promo.
Free promotion.
I love Psych. And I like Psych kind of the same way that like people like How I Met Your Mother. Like it's very fun to watch. It's very entertaining. You do get attached to the characters, but it's like the same episode 950 times.
Which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm. But I like it. But it is the same episode.
Every now and again they'll have a different episode. Like the yin yang episodes are really interesting. The finales are always different, but I agree. It's a lot of the same formula.
Can we go back to Avatar as your favorite show?
Okay.
Avatar?
Maybe it's not...
Is it animated?
Yes, it's animated. I know.
Maybe it's not my... Okay, you know what? I might actually put my favorite show... And Sam, DJ Slips is going to give a sigh of exasperation. Might be a series of unfortunate events, the Netflix version.
That is not your favorite show.
It might be.
You are a liar. No. You are lying to me.
What do you think my
favorite
show is?
There's not enough of it.
Not Avatar and not that.
It might be Avatar. I don't know. I don't think I could pick a favorite. It's not great. I haven't watched that many shows. I'm much more of a movie nut.
That's true, he is.
Yeah.
Like, if you name a movie, there's a decent chance I've seen it.
Remember the Titans.
Is one of the movies I have not seen.
You haven't watched Remember the Titans?
You knew that.
Fun fact for our listeners.
Are you serious?
After this song, we're going to talk over a song for Remember the Titans.
And you call yourself a movie nut.
It's at the top of my list. I'm in the middle of Gangs of New York.
That's what you say when you don't want to watch it. Oh, yeah, I'll watch it. It's top of my list. Yeah.
Pat, I have a physical list.
It's
200 lines long.
I remember the Titans. How have you not
I'm in the middle of Gangs of New York right now with Daniel Day-Lewis, and it's great. It's just 3 hours long.
Remember the Titans has all of the landmarks of an amazing movie. First of all, its soundtrack is fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
I'm not saying it's not good. It has Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I mean,
it has a young Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
That is a young Denzel. An attractive man, a good actor, a good person. I will watch any movie with Denzel Washington.
Well, I will.
One of my favorite Denzel Washington movies was Unstoppable, about the train with him and Chris Pine.
Really like Chris Pine.
I love Chris Pine.
I feel like Chris Pine is just the most aggressively average actor out there.
He is the IHOP of actors.
I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's
special. What
has Chris
Pine been in?
He's been in Star Trek. He was in This Means War.
That. I know that.
He was very good in Wonder Woman.
He was in Wonder Woman.
Oh, he was. Facts.
I didn't think he was especially good in Wonder Woman.
I thought the thing that bothered me about Wonder Woman was it was great for
the villain made no sense.
The villain made no sense. The villain was
stupid.
Made
so bad.
No sense. I loved the movie though. I really
it was
loved
a good movie, especially for DC. Oh, don't get me
Gal
started
Gadot
on Suicide
was amazing.
Squad.
Suicide Squad
was
awful.
That was bad.
Hot garbage.
That's terrible.
It was awful.
Hot garbage.
But I thought
it was a 2-hour trailer. That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
And they just throw money at you. So
I never
like,
saw it.
You didn't miss a thing.
I know.
The thing I didn't like about Wonder Woman is Wonder Woman was touted as the comic book gender equality movie of the decade, and they didn't go far enough in it. Wonder Woman, the very character of Wonder Woman is inherently sexualized in a way that a lot of male characters aren't.
What do you mean? In what way?
In the way that the character's designed.
Do you mean in how she's dressed?
How she's dressed. Not as much as some other comic book women.
The thing is, in all of the... You know the stereotypical comic book, like, male with that's, like, covered in muscles. I feel like that's the same equivalent to...
True, but
how Wonder Woman was sexualized. They're both...
I think so, but I think a comic book hero, a female comic book hero, I have yet to see a successful one that has not existed in that form, but there are multiple male comic book heroes that exist outside of that form. The thing
true.
That really bothered me is they flipped the script, right? They flipped the script so that, like, Chris Pine was dependent on Wonder Woman. But in every hero and femme fatale structure of a comic book movie, the woman is completely helpless. And that wasn't the case in Wonder Woman.
Oh, she was a straight baller.
She was a baller. Yeah. But so was Chris Pine in his own way. Because he did... And
what?
Oh,
in the end,
dude, the plane?
Spoiler alert. Oh. In the end, he did save the day to a certain extent.
He did.
And
the villain was so bad.
Why can't everyone be a good guy?
Everybody's a hero. What? There's no damsel in distress.
Yeah.
No,
that's how...
Be a girl good guy and a male good guy.
Also,
I agree.
I want to interject and say that this is from Remember the Titans.
Yes, it is.
I will watch Remember the Titans. I have Thanksgiving break coming up. I'll watch Remember the Titans.
Yeah, you have a lot of time after your 2:30 dinner.
I have football. I have football and Christmas carols.
No, of course. Oh. He has to eat his 2:30 dinner, watch his favorite show, Avatar. And
wow, this is just a make fun of Thomas. I've been on the air for less than a half an hour.
I know, but also...
You can't come at me with these
But Thomas,
opinions.
You ate dinner less than half an hour after 2 o'clock, so...
Yeah.
No, I ate dinner a half an hour after 2 o'clock.
You're telling me you have dinner exactly at 2:30? You're that precise?
I'm not...
you're that precise.
Like, now.
Your family's like, wait,
Marcus,
3,
go.
2, 1, go.
Somebody's
go.
Just holding up
eat,
their hand.
Eat.
Wait,
come on, guys, let's go. It's 2:30, come on. We're missing it.
We gotta finish by the time the clock strikes 2:31, otherwise it doesn't count
exactly.
as Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly. The nice thing about having Thanksgiving in WMFO's station is that you have the seconds.
It's true. We have here, for those of you who are curious, which I'm sure is exactly zero of you, we have this interesting setup where we're kind of, DJ Slips is at the board right now, and he has the board mm-hmm. and his computer and the monitors, they're all kind of encasing him. There's a table, there are mics around the table. There's a bunch of really cool artwork around the studio.
Nice work,
pictures. There is really cool, dude.
Very cool.
There's bright red letters, the time above that is mm-hmm. where we always go when we forget the number. That you should call us at, which is 855-915-9636.
Okay, wait. Can everyone,
good
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going
to
say the number. Can you guys just be my witnesses for the lyrics? Okay, ready? Here we go. 855-915-9636. Were my eyes closed or not?
They were closed.
They were
there
we
not
go.
Closed.
And I,
what?
Were
they were
not?
Wide
oh,
open.
You are lying right now. Oh.
There's no corroboration. Okay, I didn't see because I was looking up to check. Patrick says no. Naomi, you are the tiebreaker. You are a guest here, but speak mm-hmm. the truth. You are under oath.
Yeah, I mean, you can perjure yourself on this show. It's a legal court proceeding.
She was looking at the board, too. I'm the only witness, and I saw your eyes open.
I was looking at the number to see if you got it.
Liar! My word against yours.
Well, you know what you're going to do. All right, let's have one more minute of conversation before we play a more modern song. And a very clean version of another song that we're not allowed to play on the radio. Maybe we are at this time of hour.
Point being, okay, back to movies. I like Chris Pine. I think he's good. I think Ben Affleck is overrated.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what kind of Batman
wait.
Oh,
I don't think he was a good Batman, but I like Ben Affleck.
Oh, Batman for Superman.
I thought he was
world.
Bad Batman, but
he
I like him.
He was
oh
good
my
in
God.
Argo.
You both have Marthas in your lives. Wow.
What
let's not
what
fight
a very,
anymore.
What a ridiculous plot point. I thought He was great in Argo, and I thought he wasn't that good in Good Will Hunting.
Whoa. I mean, okay.
He was good. He was good.
He didn't really have to do anything.
He was good, but then there was Matt Damon and Robin Williams, who stole the show.
I mean, and like Matt Damon?
Okay, but also...
Who was in The Great Wall?
Oh, okay. Love Matt Damon, but oh God, what a
world.
What a horrible movie, White Savior Complex. It reminds me of Tom Cruise, The Last Samurai, just all awful.
Oh man.
So we'll take a break from our ranting. What was the name of our show? We should trademark that.
This right now?
Rant About It, right?
Rant About It. Rant About It.
So
is
that's
a great
trademarked.
Name.
I don't think
yeah,
we
you
need
can't
any
use
other,
it anymore.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
DJ Slips is patent pending.
All right.
He is.
Yeah, we are. Well, we can discuss it on the other side. All right. Here we go.
Great song.
Boy.